before that age group became mature enough to be getting married, and then they're now 25, 26, 27, 35, and they're not getting married. So if you're not getting married, there's usually... All right, so this is Ola coming to you live from my Empire Pro Studios. We're still talking about the value of real estate and the quote-unquote slumping prices. You know, my idea here is just bring you up to speed, and I'm not gonna tell you how it is, but I wanna show you how to navigate real estate values and how my thought process when it comes to real estate values, so that you can, it's a heart as well as it's a science. But my idea here is I wanna give you the heart and show you the heart of real estate value and how you can apply that to your own personal financial profile. That's the goal of this every Tuesday video, or whenever you see this video. Okay, so there's this headline here about we're still talking about slumping prices, which I don't think is a big deal. If it's anything of a big deal, you should definitely pay attention and see if you can pick up some really good deals, because if the whole market is making noise about slumping prices, that will affect the confidence of the market to a certain point, and you should absolutely take advantage of that. Okay, so there's this headline here says the problem with housing is prices have recovered but demand hasn't, real estate mogul Sanzel. Okay, so that headline is a little tricky, because how can home prices recover, right, but the demand is still lower? Because with higher demand should mean increased price. Okay, so the question now is that, is it demand, higher demand, that affect increased price, or increased price that affects higher demand? If you increase your price, it does not have any effect on demand. Okay, demand is demand. Okay, however, if demand goes up, right, what causes demand to go up, right? It's market. That means the market demands more of a particular piece of commodity, real estate, anything, product, prices, services, right? If there's a higher demand for my attention, my price rates will go up, right? But if my price rate goes up, does not mean my demand goes up. Okay, so here's why something like that would happen, right? You know, when there's a big market noise in the media about the news of real estate market prices is slumping, right, the confidence kind of goes down. So the shock of that causes people to drop their price, especially people that need to, you know, that the houses have been sitting on the market for a while, they need to sell quickly, right? And eventually people talk themselves into, it's okay, it's all right, because it's nothing significant, it's not like 2008, right? So they're like, it's all right, they put their price where, and they're now a little bit more patient. The reason for that is really, that's human emotions at play, right? Okay, so they overreact, but then they settle back, right? But that doesn't bring demand back. Okay, so what's gonna bring demand back is the question now. What's gonna make the market a little bit more attractive to people? Well, I'll tell you what, number one thing is time. Eventually with time, people are gonna be like, well, prices are what they are, let's see if we can pick up some deals. If there's a little bit more sales in the marketplace, then, you know, the market will see that as a indicator of confidence, and then they want all of a sudden, because we all want something that everyone else wants, which is a big mistake that we all make, but we do it. That's just the nature of human beings, right? So let's dive in a little deeper here. So it says higher home prices and lower demand are a reflection of a changed housing market. The housing market is much less dependent on starter housing than historically has been the case, Zell says. Millennials are delaying marriage. Well, that's true. That's actually a true fact. See, I told you everything affects real estate. Real estate affects everything, either you're willing to admit it or not. Okay, so millennials, which pretty much our ages right now, I think millennials, let me find out what ages millennials are. I know I'm a little bit older than millennials. I thought I was millennial at one point, by the way, but apparently I was delusional. Let's see what millennial means. Millennial, person reaching young adulthood in the early 20s. Century. We need a little bit more information. So people born between 1981, so I missed it just a little. People born between 1981 and 1997 are millennials. So they're delaying on marriages. So you see a lot of people within that age group, they're not married by 30. There's a lot more and more of that kind of situation. And one of the things that pushes people to buy a home before then, before now, is basically when you get married. When people get married, they want to buy a home. That's just a cultural thing before that age group became mature enough to be getting married, and then they're now 25, 26, 27, 35, and they're not getting married. So if you're not getting married, there's usually no shocking or urgent need to buy a house. Just natural, okay? So that's another reason. So they're delaying marriage, having children, and saving money, which affects demand for housing. That's some real fact right there. So again, these are things to pay attention to when it comes to real estate. So if you're in the business of real estate, you understand what I'm saying. Maybe it's time for you to start looking at rental properties as opposed to flip, right? It's time to really start paying attention to rental, because if there's more people renting than owning, then the price of rentals will go up, because again, higher demand means higher pricing, and you should be on the other side of that, not you paying rent, right? So here's the, let me just read maybe two or three paragraphs here. U.S. home prices have rebounded from the 2008 housing market crash, but demand is still low due to changes in living and buying habits of millennials. Real estate mogul Sam Zell told CNBC. It's interesting that all of the statistics recently on housing suggest that demand is down, but prices aren't down. Well, there's no urgent need to lower your prices, I guess, you know. That doesn't necessarily make sense. Well, it makes sense based on if you understand what I just said, is higher demand that increases prices, okay? A lower demand should definitely drop prices, but again, in an emergency type of situation when the market is overreacting. At some point, the market stabilizes, okay? And that's what you're seeing here. We're dealing with a changed housing market. So people will make news out of nothing sometimes, okay? But you should still pay attention, right? So it could be a changing market. It could be time for you to pay attention before the whole market pay attention. But here's the bottom line. Real estate is not going anywhere. We're all going to need a housing over our head. We're going to need a roof over our head, our children's head, and things like that. So because of that, you should put yourself on the best side of history. That's the point here, okay? Right. Home ownership dropped from an all-time high of nearly 70% in 2005. Well, that's a bad example, because at that point, people overpaid for houses, right? To 63% in 2016, which is more like what it's supposed to be. According to recent data, the decline has been significant among younger people than 30. Well, another thing is that home ownership, just the idea of home ownership just for the sake of home ownership, is becoming a thing of the past. You should think of home ownership as a business move today, okay? Because again, like I said, we're all going to pay for roof over our head. Really, what you're trying to do is put yourself on the right side of that equation, okay? Which means you have homes to rent out to people. It's not about you or your home to live in. I don't care if you buy a home to live in. That's completely up to you. That's basically a sentimental thing. It's up to you. But when it comes to being on the other side, being a landlord, especially being an investor, because being a landlord is a full-time job, you need to be aware of that. But being an investor, meaning you put your money to work in real estate, right, is the best thing you can do for yourself, okay? Because basically, you can easily have your money multiplying at 10%. You can't find that in a savings account anywhere, okay? And that's why people like us were here, to guide you through that kind of process. But the opportunities are there, either to fix and flip, fix and rent and hold, or fix to live in, if that's your choice. Just remember that that's just a personal choice, and that's still gonna affect your financial profile, but not as much as if you're really building a rental portfolio, okay? A rental income property portfolio, right? That's really where you want to start thinking about, okay? So if you need any help, you know how to reach out to me. You can reach out to me, you can download the book, you can email me, just go through our website. This book is available free at smartrealestatewholesaling.com. I have another generic real estate guide book coming up called The Real Estate Money Secret, recording the audiobook as I speak. Hopefully you've been enlightened, educated, and if you have any questions, any contribution, any ideas in your mind based on what I'm saying, something not clear, maybe you disagree with me, that's absolutely fine too. Please use the comment box below, click like, click share with people that you know will enjoy this. Hopefully you've been enlightened, educated, and I will see you on the next one. Peace.